Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that can make any car owner feel a little anxious, that dreaded PO420 code lighting up your dashboard. But don't panic just yet. Before you start searching for a hefty catalytic converter replacement, I've got a trick up my sleeve that could save you hundreds of bucks. You see, often your catalytic converter isn't completely shot. It might just be clogged and in need of a solid cleaning. So let's walk through how to tackle this the right way. First up, what's the deal with the P0420 code? Essentially, your car's computer is waving a red flag, telling you that the catalytic converter efficiency is below the threshold on. Bank one. In layman's terms, your cat isn't filtering those exhaust gases as effectively as it should. Now, before jumping to the conclusion that you need a brand new catalytic converter, consider this. Often it's just gunked up with carbon deposits and other buildup over time. Now, if you were to replace that converter, it could set you back anywhere from $800 to a whopping $2,500. Yikes. But hey, before you write that check, it's wise to rule out other potential culprits. Bad oxygen sensors, exhaust leaks, or an engine running too rich can all lead to that pesky code. If everything checks out and it's just the converter that's in trouble, then let's get to work. Alright, here's where it gets real. You'll need to remove that catalytic converter. I know, sounds intimidating, but it's not as bad as it sounds once you're under there. Safety first, though. Make sure you've got the right tools, like a jack and jack stands, a socket set with extensions, some penetrating oil, a wire brush, a catalytic converter cleaner, and new gaskets if needed. Start by safely lifting your car up in the air. Trust me, don't ever work under a car that's just on a jack. It's a recipe for disaster. Now, with the car safely up, find the catalytic converter in your exhaust system, usually located near the engine. Before you start unscrewing bolts, give them a good spray with penetrating oil and let it soak for about 15 to 20 minutes. This is crucial because those bolts are likely rusty and you want to avoid any headaches down the line. When loosening them, take your time. If one feels like it's about to strip, stop and add more penetrating oil. Remember, muscling through won't win you any prizes. Now, you've got the converter off. Here comes the fun part, the cleaning process. Grab a quality catalytic converter cleaner. Don't skimp on this. The good stuff works wonders. You'll pour some cleaner into the converter, plug one end, and let it sit. Depending on your cleaner, you might wait a few hours or even overnight. What does this cleaning do? It breaks down that carbon buildup blocking the honeycomb structure inside your cat. Once it's soaked long enough, drain it out and give it a good shake to remove as much gunk as possible. Some people even rinse it out with water, but make sure it's dry before reinstalling. Now let's talk numbers. A bottle of catalytic converter cleaner costs about $20 to $40. Compare that to a new converter, and you're saving a pretty penny, even if you have to do this cleaning twice. Once it's clean and dry, it's time to reinstall. If your converter uses gaskets, put in new ones. You definitely don't want to reuse old ones. When putting it back on, start threading all the bolts by hand first, then tighten them in a crisscross pattern. This ensures everything sits evenly. And don't go overboard with the torque. Check your service manual for the right specs. After you've got everything back together, start up the car and listen for any exhaust leaks. If you hear a ticking or hissing sound, you've got some detective work to do. But here's the thing. Your check engine light might not turn off right away. You'll need to drive your car for about 50 to 100 miles for the computer to run a drive cycle and verify that the problem is fixed. Mix in some highway and city driving to give it a workout. Now, sometimes cleaning isn't enough. If that P0420 code pops back up after a full drive cycle, or if your converter's damaged, you might be looking at a replacement. And don't forget to check your oxygen sensors before buying a new converter. A faulty sensor can throw that code and make it seem like the cat is the issue. Lastly, consider whether your engine is burning oil or coolant. If you're seeing blue smoke or constantly adding coolant, those issues can wreak havoc on your catalytic converter. So fix those first to protect your investment. So, what are the key takeaways? Cleaning your catalytic converter can save you a ton of money, but if that P0420 code returns, it might be time for a replacement. Always check those oxygen sensors and keep an eye on any engine issues that could lead to bigger problems down the road. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this helps you tackle that PS420 code with confidence. Got any thoughts or questions? Drop them in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.